Molly, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, before we talk about your new position, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Before we talk about your new position, give me some background. What is your background?
Sure. Well, I have been living in Delaware for about 15 years, and I've been working at the museum for 10. It's hard to believe I've had a variety of positions, but I'm a proud Blue Hen, University of Delaware graduate, and interestingly, I don't have an art history degree. I have more of a politics, journalism, public service background, and my mom was an art history professor, so I have a deep love and passion for the arts, and I was able to kind of combine all of my loves and interests into this one fantastic job at the art museum.
So now you've got this new position. I won't say it was thrown at you. I'm sure you had to apply and interview along with everyone else. Let's talk about your vision. Where do you see the museum going down the road?
Well, first, emerging from the pandemic and reconnecting Delawareans with art. We've been open to the public. Our galleries have been open since July 2020. But of course, most people have not been comfortable, not have been ready to be out and about. So primarily, we want to welcome people back. We want to reintroduce the museum to our general audience and to the public. And after that, we are going to continue down a vision we've been working on for approximately 5 years, becoming a deeply relevant community-centered space where all people have access to art, where all people are connecting over art. And we're working on a variety of really big innovative projects to make that happen. The first is something we've been working on for about 4 years. We are reinstalling and reimagining the vast majority of our permanent collections. So these spaces haven't been redesigned and reinterpreted in more than a decade, almost 15 years, actually. And we've taken the time over the past year to take, we're taking all the artwork down, moving it around, layering in newly acquired or works of art that have been given to us. And most importantly, for the last few years, we've been interviewing the community, getting a sense of what is it that they want to see? What narratives are missing? What doesn't make sense to you? How do you think the art should be hung in some cases? How do you think that we can create a more intuitive path as you travel through the museum? So we're really excited to unveil all of that this coming fall, and we think it'll be perfect. Just about the time when everyone's fully vaccinated, we hope, to kick off and re-welcome people back with new art to look at.
As you said, you've been at the museum a long time, 10 years, and I can hear the passion in your voice for the job that you do and the new position as executive director that you have coming up that you've already accepted and stepped into. COVID has been such a huge challenge for the arts community as a whole, Molly. But narrow that down, what has been the biggest challenge over the past 12 months for DelArt?
Yes, it's certainly been a challenge. And it's so funny because we've been in this for about a year. I mean, we closed, I think March 14th was the date we closed. And in the beginning, there was just such a sense of confusion and panic as there were for all of us in society. But not knowing where the year was going to end, what was going to happen, I would say that was the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge was the level of uncertainty. So I think that challenge is the same as it's been for everyone. We were able to reopen July 1st to welcome people back into our gallery spaces. And we have a fabulous sculpture garden that's a large sprawling space behind the museum, open for free every day from dawn to dusk. And we were able to utilize it for a variety of programs and special events so that people could safely social distance and enjoy some art. We had happy hours every Thursday with live music. We had a partnership with Delaware Shakespeare, and a variety of other partners joined us in that space. So that was a joy. But the challenge was just a disconnect between what we do, which is we introduce people to art, and there's a huge disconnect when you can't do that in person. We, like every other museum, have been doing virtual tours and lectures and art chats, but it's not the same of getting people in front of a work of art, connecting, talking, having an in-person program in our space. And that huge chasm between what we do best and the people we serve was hard. And of course, financially, it's been a hard year for everyone. We're incredibly grateful for various relief. We did get a PPP loan, but these are uncertain, difficult times for arts organizations. And we're just very excited to get back on track and do what we do best.
What are you hearing, besides being the new executive director at the Delaware Art Museum, you also serve as vice president of the Delaware Arts Alliance. What are you hearing across the board from colleagues in other art institutions?
It's a real mixed bag. And I think our performing arts partners are those that have live art, whether it's theater, whether it's music, whether it's dance, are suffering the most. They're unable to serve even the most basic core of their mission, which is having people gather to experience live art. And I think the question for them is, how quickly are things going to come back? Even when people are vaccinated, how quickly are they going to be able to fill those seats again? I think we're very grateful at the museum because we have the space and ability for people to safely social distance in our galleries. We have the space and ability behind our museum and the sculpture garden to do outdoor programs where people can gather together. But it's just a real mixed bag of people up and down the state trying to figure out how do they achieve their mission when the core of what they do, which is bringing people together around art, has been taken away from them, if not temporarily. But the other thing that's been interesting, because I think we have to look at the silver lining of what the COVID-19 pandemic has provided us as well, is number one, people are seeing art more essential than ever. I think once we have been locked down, hunkering down at home, without our movies, our television, our books, our music, even the visual art in our homes, I think this could have been significant worse had we not had those outlets. So people are viewing art in a different way. They're realizing the relevance and importance it has in their lives, and then the relevance and importance it has in building the communities around that. That's one thing that I think has been a silver lining of this entire situation. The other is all of us together looking at how do we need to change? How do we need to do things differently? Arts organizations are often kind of balancing on that knife's edge of completing their mission and keeping the lights on and paying their staff. And a lot of organizations have been struggling for a long time. And how do we use this opportunity to think differently, to think bigger? What is next for the arts industry in Delaware? We have an incredibly robust, vital art scene for a state that has an extraordinarily small population. But how can we become known as an arts destination more so than we already are? And that's something that the industry has been talking about a lot. And I'm excited about what's going to happen over the next few years. I think this year in many ways of really thinking, really getting together and thinking out of the box was actually needed. And I'm grateful that we had this opportunity, even if it wasn't the type of opportunity we wanted.
Molly, do you think, because you have deep relationships within the greater Wilmington community in which you live and many years of service to that community, is that going to help you lead the Delaware Art Museum into the future?
Yes, I think so. I mean, all of your listeners would agree that there's barely one degree of separation in this wonderful little state. And I've been working in a variety of capacities. I've worked for Governor Jack Markell. I've worked at West End Neighborhood House. I've served on various boards. I'm currently on the Fund for Women board. And I just have such a diversity of relationships in the public and private sector. And that's something I'm excited to use at the Art Museum. I'm excited to kind of leverage those relationships and to get the museum and especially our collection and our programs and our talented staff more deeply embedded in the communities we serve. I've always thought that art was a public service. I mean, I remember when I applied at the museum 10 years ago, I remember putting that in my cover letter and somebody who was interviewing me at the time thinking that was kind of an odd thing to say. But I think that over the last 10 years, the museum sector has transformed quite a bit, and they more than ever are seeing the value of their collection and their mission being a true public service. Connecting people with art is absolutely vital for our communities. And I'm just thrilled that I can use those skills to further the mission of the museum and to enhance what we do for the people we serve. I cannot express enough how excited I am. When I was in college, my mom came to visit me, and the first thing we did, wherever we go, any city, any town, the first thing we do is look up the art museum. And we excitedly drove up to the museum. I'm not from Delaware, so it was our first visit. And we had the best time, and it became a tradition that every time she visited, we would come to the Delaware Art Museum. She's an arts lover. She's an art history professor. And the fact that I'm now leading this museum is just exciting for our whole family, so much so that a couple years ago, my parents decided to move to Delaware, and they now live in Rehoboth Beach. My brother moved to Delaware, and now we're all here together. So I'm delighted to kind of blend everything in my background into this one opportunity.
Your parents must be very proud. It seems like art is ingrained in your blood, right?
Yes, very much so. We are a very, very artistic family. It's incredibly important to us. And it's funny, I grew up in West Virginia, and there are not a ton of arts organizations there. Coming here for them has been a thrill and a joy that there are so many arts organizations that they can partake in. And I feel the same way. And it's something that I know lifelong Delawareans perhaps maybe take for granted sometimes, or maybe just don't know the rich arts and culture at their fingertips, and how lucky we are to have that, and how lucky we are that it's incredibly accessible, where in other states you have to drive sometimes for hours to get to the types of arts and culture that we have within a few minutes drive from us. So I'm just delighted to be here.